This article is brought to you by the best-selling books they write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to start a conversation with a celebrity, expert, or high-status stranger. The exact words and moves that open doors most people walk past. In short, starting a conversation with a celebrity, expert, or high-status stranger is not about charm or luck. It is about preparation, timing, and a single well-chosen question. Status gaps feel larger than they are. The other person is still a person. A specific observation always outperforms a generic compliment. Your goal for the first exchange is a positive impression, not a relationship. Definition: an icebreaker is a short, deliberate opening that starts a conversation between strangers by reducing social tension and creating an immediate point of connection. Effective icebreakers are specific, low pressure, and designed to invite a response rather than demand one. I watched a man spend 40 minutes rehearsing what he would say to a renowned economist at a conference dinner. He had the script. He knew the moment. When the economist sat two seats away, the man said nothing. He smiled, looked at his plate, and went home having said not a single word. I know this because the man was me, 35 years ago. The problem with trying to start a conversation with someone whose work you admire is that your brain inverts the social equation. You begin to treat it like a job interview rather than a human exchange. You weigh every possible icebreaker against an imaginary standard, and the weight of that standard pins you to silence. What I have learned, across decades of getting this wrong, and then slowly getting it right, is that the gap between you and any high-status stranger is far narrower than it feels in the moment. This guide gives you a concrete, tested process for crossing it. Why approaching high-status strangers feels harder than it is. The difficulty is real. Do not let anyone tell you otherwise. When you approach a peer, the social risk is roughly equal. When you approach someone whose work you know, and who does not know yours, the asymmetry registers in your body before your mind has finished thinking about it. Your pulse rises. Your opening line shrinks to nothing. Here is the truth of it: that feeling is a signal about perceived status, not actual danger. The celebrity or expert in front of you has been approached hundreds of times. They are not judging your worth as a human being. They are simply deciding, in the first 10 seconds, whether this interaction will cost them energy or give them something. Your job is to make it feel like the latter. The other pressure is uniqueness. You assume they have heard everything, so anything you say will feel like repetition to them. That assumption leads you toward either grand gestures or total silence. Neither works. What cuts through every single time is specificity. What you need before you say a word. Preparation is not optional when you're approaching someone high status. Without it, your icebreaker will land as flattery, and flattery creates distance rather than connection. With it, your opening feels like respect. Before any event where you might encounter someone worth approaching, do three things. First, know at least one specific piece of their recent work, a talk, an article, a decision, a project, not their entire career. One thing, recent, that you can speak to honestly. Second, prepare a single genuine question about that specific thing. Not what advice do you have for me, but a question that shows you have already thought about the subject. Third, prepare a brief, honest answer to the question, what do you do? That you can deliver in under 20 seconds, because they will likely ask. This preparation does not need to take hours. 20 minutes of focused reading before an event is enough to walk in with the confidence of someone who belongs in the room. The six-step process for starting a conversation that actually goes somewhere. Step 1. Read the moment before you move. Timing is the difference between an icebreaker that opens a door and one that slams it. A speaker who has just left the stage and is surrounded by five people waiting to talk to them is not available. The same person standing alone at the coffee table, glancing around the room, is. Watch for physical openness, body turned outward, no active conversation, no phone in hand, relaxed posture. Give it 30 seconds. If the moment is right, move. Step 2. Approach without hesitation once you decide. The moment you decide to approach, commit. Hesitation reads as awkwardness before you have said a single word. Walk toward them at a normal pace. Make eye contact when you are about 4 feet away and offer a calm, brief smile. Do not rush. Do not slow down. Move like someone who has done this before, even if you have not. Step 3. Open with a specific observation, not a compliment. This is where most people make their first and most costly mistake. They open with praise. I'm such a huge fan, or your work has changed my life. Those lines feel true to you and hollow to them. They have heard versions of those words 100 times, and while they are kind, they do not give the other person anything to respond to. Instead, open with a specific, genuine observation followed by a question. The formula is simple: name the thing, then ask about it. A concrete example: you are at a conference and you want to approach a published author whose latest book you have read. What not to say? I love your work. You are an incredible writer. What to say? I read your chapter on conflict in remote teams last week. The point you made about silence being the loudest signal, that has stayed with me. Do you find that executives are harder to convince of that than individual contributors? That opener tells them you have done the work, gives them a real subject to engage with, and asks a genuine question that invites their expertise rather than their graciousness. Step 4. Listen more than you talk in the first exchange. Once they respond, your instinct will be to fill every pause with more words about yourself, your admiration, or your own experience. Resist it. Ask a follow-up question based on what they actually said. Nod. Let a pause breathe for a second or two before you speak. People who make high-status strangers feel genuinely heard are rare, and that rarity is your greatest advantage. If they say something that connects to your own experience or work, you can share it briefly, no more than 2 or 3 sentences. Then return their attention to them. This is how a 30-second icebreaker becomes a 3-minute conversation. Step 5. Introduce yourself on their terms, not yours. Do not lead with your credentials. Do not say, "I am the head of communications at X" in your opening line. Wait until the conversation has found its footing, usually after your first exchange, and then introduce yourself, simply your name, and one plain sentence about what you do. Let them connect the dots. If what you do is relevant to what you have been discussing, they will ask. If they do not ask, that is fine. The point was the connection, not the credential. Step 6. End before it ends itself. This is a step that separates people who are remembered warmly from people who linger too long. End the conversation while it still has energy. 2 to 3 minutes of genuine engagement is a success. Do not stretch it to the point where they start looking for an exit. A strong close sounds like, "I have genuinely enjoyed this. I will not take any more of your time, but if you're open to it, I would love to continue this conversation." Is there a good way to reach you? That close is direct, respectful, and leaves them with a positive final impression. If they are not open to it, they will say so kindly. If they are, you have what you came for. Adapting the process for online and virtual settings. Conference calls, webinars, and virtual summits have created new spaces where high-status strangers are, paradoxically, more accessible than ever. A speaker at a live event is surrounded by people. The same speaker in a post-webinar queue and a chat window has a much smaller crowd. These environments reward speed and brevity even more than in-person settings. In a virtual context, your icebreaker lives in a text box or a brief, unmuted comment. The same rules apply: be specific, ask a genuine question, and avoid generic praise. If the platform allows direct messaging, a single short message sent within 10 minutes of their presentation tends to land well. Anything longer than 4 sentences will not be read in full. Anything vaguer than a specific reference to their content will be ignored. For more on using structured conversation to build connection in digital settings, the Strong Method for Building Synergy Through Every Conversation offers a useful framework you can adapt for these moments. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when approaching someone high status. After decades of watching people navigate these moments, I have seen the same patterns of failure repeat themselves. The mistake: opening with a request. Why it happens: you have rehearsed what you want to get from the conversation, so it comes out first. What to do instead: build the human moment before any ask. A request in the first 30 seconds signals that you see them as a means, not a person. The mistake: delivering a speech instead of starting a dialogue. Why it happens: nerves collapse into monologue. You talk to fill the silence. What to do instead: Stop after one or two sentences and ask your question. Silence is their cue to speak, not your enemy. The mistake. Apologizing for the approach. Why it happens. You feel like an imposition, so you preempt the rejection. What to do instead? Remove phrases like I'm so sorry to bother you or I know you are very busy. They prime the other person to feel imposed upon even if they did not before. The mistake. Staying too long after a warm exchange. Why it happens. The conversation goes well, so you do not want it to end. What to do instead? Leave first. You will be remembered as engaging rather than exhausting. You can find related thinking on avoiding the words and patterns that quietly undermine connection in this piece on common communication mistakes that destroy team synergy. The same errors that erode team trust also erode first impressions. Before you walk into the room, your preparation checklist. Use this before any event where you intend to approach a high-status stranger. Number 1. Identify one person you want to approach. Name them. Write it down. Vague intentions produce vague actions. Number 2. Find one specific, recent piece of their work. An article, a talk, a project, a decision. Read or watch it with genuine attention. Number 3. Write your opening observation. One sentence that names the specific thing you found interesting. Not flattery. Observation. Number 4. Write your opening question. One genuine question about the substance of that thing. Make sure it invites their expertise, not their biography. Number 5. Prepare your 20-second self-introduction. Your name. One plain sentence about what you do. Practice it until it sounds natural, not rehearsed. Number 6. Identify the right moment to approach. Before the event, think about when high-status strangers are typically most open before the program starts, during breaks, at the end of the event before the crowd forms. Number 7. Decide your exit line in advance. Know how you will close warmly and leave with energy still in the room. For building similar confidence with effective icebreakers in team meetings, many of these same preparation principles apply, just in a lower stake setting where you can practice them regularly. Frequently asked questions. How do you start a conversation with a celebrity or expert? Start with a specific, genuine observation rather than praise or a generic compliment. Reference something concrete they have done or said. Then ask a single focused question. Keep the opener to 2 sentences and give them room to respond without pressure. What are the best icebreakers for high-status strangers? The strongest icebreakers are specific and low pressure. Reference a recent talk, article, or project they have worked on. Then ask one genuine question about it. Avoid broad flattery. Specific curiosity signals that you have done your preparation and respect their time. Why do most people fail to start a conversation with someone important? Most people either overprepare a speech or say nothing at all because the fear of rejection feels proportional to the other person's status. The real problem is opening with praise or a request rather than genuine curiosity. A question is always safer than a compliment. How long should an icebreaker with a VIP or expert last? Your opening exchange should last 30 to 90 seconds. Your goal is not a long conversation on the first contact. It is a positive impression and a natural reason to reconnect. End before they have to end it, and leave them wanting to continue. Is it rude to approach a celebrity or expert at a public event? Not if you read the context correctly. A speaker at a conference, an author at a book signing, or a panelist at a networking event has consented, by being there, to public interaction. The key is timing, brevity, and genuine respect for their attention. What should you never say when approaching someone high status? Never open with a request, a business pitch, or a broad compliment like "you're my hero." These immediately create pressure or feel transactional. Also avoid asking for a photo as your first words. Build a human moment first. Everything else can follow naturally from there. The man I described at the beginning of this article, the one who sat in silence 2 seats from The Economist, eventually learned to start a conversation the way I have described here. Not through a flash of courage, but through preparation and the willingness to try once, imperfectly, and see what happened. The courage was not the grand kind. It was the quiet kind that comes from knowing exactly what you're going to say before you say it. When you prepare a specific observation and a genuine question, the mystery dissolves. You are not performing. You are simply one person saying something true to another. That is all a good icebreaker ever needs to be. If the rest of the conversation feels uncertain, the word-for-word scripts for de-escalating tension with a colleague offer language tools that translate well to any high-stakes exchange. And if you ever want to understand how to handle the moment when an early conversation tips toward difficulty, how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team gives you the same kind of grounded, practical process. The goal is never perfection. The goal is to start a conversation, once, with the right preparation behind you. Do that, and the rest takes care of itself. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.